Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's Baseball back on WIP tonight, 7:07 first pitch in Toronto. You can listen on your radio or the free Odyssey app, which is where you can hear us. You can also watch us live on YouTube, streaming all day long. You could even watch this awesome segment on YouTube.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
He kind of set that up like a Jeopardy host.
Hey!
Yeah, and this.
Mr. Game Show.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's some things that I need to get out in front of. Here are the five things that I need to get out in front of. Number five is... So I co-wrote a book with Kevin Reavy,
ringthebellbook.com.
Already can feel the, you didn't really write much of it. I went through it today. We each wrote half of it. I went through the chapters list. So I did half write the book. It wasn't like I just had a little portion of it. Because I know people are like, oh, you're an idiot. You can't write. You can barely complete a sentence. How could you help co-author a book? Well, if you go to ringthebellbook.com, again, feeding my kids water sandwiches, we're trying to support families around here. Yeah. You could pre-order today. I ordered the books last week. Bang, coming by the end of the month.
Yep, ordered mine last week.
By the end of June.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit of a delay than what I was promised.
Well, listen, we're a small business.
Here's the thing. I do not doubt that you sat in front of a computer and wrote words. I don't doubt that at all. I imagine half of the words came from you. The thing that I want to look at is the uncorrected version of your chapters, because I see you write emails.
Like you're obsessed with this email narrative.
It's not a narrative.
It is a narrative.
It's not.
It's a big narrative.
You're a good thinker. You're a poor writer.
I don't type.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I'm not putting deep thought into the emails I send out. Eagles today because I knew that you were looking on my freaking... You were going to be grilling me on my email capitalization tactics.
You should use periods.
No. It's an email.
I just imagine that your chapters were a disaster to
I sent you the unedited version.
Is that the totally unedited
with
version?
With all the red all over it.
Yeah, well, that's why I couldn't read it.
It was, I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of red.
Did the best I could.
Yeah.
Did the best I could. But I want it out there that I did write half of it.
Okay.
Thank you. The fourth thing I need to get out in front of is, so yesterday on the show, in the first segment, I brought up that Australia should not be a 30-hour flight. And people started DMing me. One guy said, I totally agree with you. The earth is flat. I'm not a flat earther.
Oh, so that's what you're trying to get out in front of?
I'm getting out in front of. I was just doing a little bit, you know.
Jack thinks Australia is right next to Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's got to be 16, 17 hours flying from Hawaii.
So my friend's dad sent me it. So from here to Hawaii is 4,400 miles,
yep.
I believe. And then from Hawaii to Australia is another 9,000 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's twice as long.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't understand. Why is it right not next to Hawaii? And I'm like, Jack, it's on like the other side
of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to go down by the equator.
Yes.
And then over the equator.
Yeah, that, I also told you that.
And the toilets flush the other way down there. Mm. Do you know that?
Do they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was an
old that might be a bit. We'll have to ask Jordan Mailata.
It's 11 hours from here to Hawaii.
I think so.
Yeah, it's like you fly to flying to LA trip. Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to add, you said 16 more hours?
I think it's like 16, 17 more hours. Yeah. It's
like, that's a 30-hour trip.
Yeah, it's about a 30-hour trip. So Jack was like, wait a minute. When I told him, we were talking. Yesterday's next question was, tell us somewhere you always wanted to go.
Okay.
And mine was Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia. I said, but it's a 30-hour flight. And Jack's like, why is it 30 hours? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, it's right next to Hawaii. And I
was like, a little past Hawaii.
It's not, though.
He knew when he said that he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
He just
threw
that out there.
Well, I knew as far as 30 hours feels egregious, you know.
Yeah, they're just taking advantage of it.
You didn't realize
it
would take somebody over a day to actually fly somewhere.
Because flying is flying, you know what I mean? Like, we can get places
pretty
fast.
There faster,
Dude, you can get to L.A. in 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's what? What are you giving me the face for? It is 5 hours away.
Yes, but it's only 3,000 miles.
Yes, that's the point he's making.
I know, but
distance.
It's still the entire country. It's the entire United States, you psycho.
Well, we don't go to the other side of the equator, so you don't really get a real glimpse of what it's like to actually be on that side.
Yeah, that far away.
Yeah.
So how far is, like,
oh my God,
Argentina?
Well, that's the south, right? That's
yeah, but
south
still
America.
On the other side of the equator.
Yeah, but it's not as far as
I understand
Australia.
Well, what is Australia close to?
And did you say Argentina?
Yeah, I did. Argentina.
He's in the middle. He didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
What is Australia next to is my other big question.
New Zealand.
That's not. That's a fake place. I mean, they should all be the same. I'm talking like.
I think it's like if you go up and to the left, Asia is there.
All right.
All right.
There you go. We'll break enough for you.
No, not really. We'll break it down.
All right.
The third thing that I want to get out in front of, and this is for me and Ike specifically, there's only one Disney adult on this show, and that is...
I'm not a Disney adult.
That is Spike. I don't want us all being lumped in together with being an adult Disney goer. I want to get out in front of that.
I'm not a Disney adult. I'm an adult that went to Disney. They're different things. The Disney adults... They're the ones calling mad at me because I'm accusing them of being Disney adults. You know who you are.
They're actually calling you a fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you don't even get Disney.
They're mad you're not with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm insulting them. But look, if you want to be a Disney adult, it's fine. I am not a Disney adult, though.
You just went to Disney.
Yes,
and went you'll to be Disney. Back. Yeah.
And you're going back, though.
Well, my wife wants to go back.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Which means you'll go back.
Yes.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse ears. Yeah. They're soon. If I see a picture of you and Mickey Mouse ears, it's over.
It's over. Yeah.
That you don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
At least I don't think so.
I hope not.
What about a Mickey Mouse tattoo?
Well, that could happen.
That could 100% happen.
I did say to Val, I was like, they should put a Disney tattoo studio here. I was like, do you know these psychos?
Oh, yeah, we definitely
did. They could have 100 artists and not have enough time to give all the Disney tattoos they could give there.
Goofy,
yes.
Donald.
And say you're putting like official magic Disney water in the ink, and they'll all be like, I have a piece of Disney in my skin or what? I'm sure they
Donald
would
Donald Duck is Disney, right?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to break that down.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Sometimes you get the cartoons because Tom and Jerry's not Disney, right?
No.
Daffy Duck, not Disney.
See,
Looney
Warner
Tunes.
Brothers, Looney Tunes. Okay.
Daffy Duck is the Looney Tunes,
and that's Porky Pig and all those guys.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah,
are they still around?
Yeah, I think so.
Looney Tunes.
Did you see Pooh there from Winnie the Pooh?
Did not see Pooh.
And walks in a big Winnie the Pooh stage.
So did go on a Pooh ride. It was like one of the little kid rides you get on it.
Why were you on it?
But what else are you going to do but go on
rides?
It was
a shorter line.
Yes, it was a very short line.
Yes, it was a shorter line.
And air conditioned. Right. All the indoor rides are air conditioned.
Yes.
Nice. The second thing I want to get out in front of is that when we do top 11 week, my top 11 list is based off talent, not resumes. So I know what the resumes are. I understand the resume.
I'm going
talent.
Your top 11 list is your top 11
list. Yeah. That's
what
I'm getting out in front of.
Base it off whatever you want to justify it.
We're a couple weeks away from top 11.
We're planning that
out
the other day.
I'm already forming mine.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I'm trying to think where Jack... I mean, the real question is, where's Jack going to have Jalen?
Yeah.
And where will I have Jalen?
Yeah.
I mean, I think those are two big questions.
Y'all are crazy,
man.
Well, if it's not in the top two, Something is wrong.
Well, we guess we'll have to see. Again, based off talent, talent, not resume. Resume, I get it.
Performance, not talent.
Performance, talent.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about performance? Yeah.
Yeah.
MVP?
Yeah, well. Yeah. Like Pro Bowl. But the number one thing that I need to get out in front of, and this is, I say this with the utmost disappointment, and I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was going to rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest. We'll do home run derby, something else. I'm not throwing a baseball anymore. You know, I'm just done. I think my arm is legitimately shot. They say you have the only a certain amount of bullets in
all
the
right,
chamber.
All right, enough is enough.
Just like Ike Reese.
Shut up.
Shut up.
At the St. Louis Rams.
Shut up.
Scott Linehan.
Now he's dragging me into it.
What does he need to save his arm for? Now, Jack.
Oh, we got you about to get roasted.
Dude,
over
I don't know what to tell you.
I just know that.
Jack,
it kills.
Isn't part of the reason that you think you are so superior in this challenge is because DeCamera's going to fall apart or whatever.
Yes.
And you are bailing on the
important.
The baseball one.
My God.
I'm not bailing on it. We'll do something else.
It's the baseball one. You were a pitcher, which is what you brag about all the time.
Was. No one asked Ike to run down and do a wedge 10 years after he retired.
No one challenged him. He would.
I would.
He would.
I'm sure he would have. Listen, I'm not proud of it.
Oh, my God.
I cannot throw.
Pathetic. I did not see this coming.
I can't throw anymore.
This is so pathetic.
It literally feels like it's about to rip off. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Sorry. It is what it is.
This whole damn top five list was for this.
Yes.
Of course.
For him to break this news to us.
Yep.
In front of him. Oh, my goodness, man. I'm sitting here.
We should cancel this thing.
We're mocking and ridiculing Joe DeCamera that he's not going to even make it to the events.
And he didn't make it to the baseball
one. Out of an event. Not basketball. Not tennis.
That's fine.
The actual event that.
But we knew how it was going to end anyway. I don't need to prove anything. I'm not ripping my arm.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
I've already thrown it out.
If I'm him, no mercy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I show
wow.
you no mercy with this.
So afraid of him.
You know what?
I'm in on this microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. He can bring up whatever he's
I think
got
me
going
and I,
he's definitely going to bring it up.
I think we should cancel Fritz DeCamera, and it should be you and me versus Richie and Seltzer, at least four guys who will compete.
At least it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, at least
you
at
two.
At least we'll compete.
This might be the most disappointing thing I've heard this year.
All right. It's fine. That's what I'm getting out in front of.
That's not fine.
It's perfectly fine.
This doesn't feel out in front of it.
No, it doesn't at all.
Yeah, this don't feel like that.
You know, out in front of it is like the thing where you start having sniffles 3 weeks ago and then you finally call out the day before.
Oh, my God.
You just dropped this on it in the top five at five.
Oh, my God, Fritz.
I don't know what to tell you.
I got to go straight to the chat.
Oh, no, you're going to the YouTube chat?
I got to see what the chat is saying.
Oh, no.
I threw 10 footballs yesterday. I can't extend my elbow.
Threw 10 footballs where?
Who the hell told you to throw the football? Where were you at? Were you at Disney World?
No, I was at my parents' house. I was throwing it around for Walker to go run grab it and show him. Yeah.
Walker, show him what a broken
Walker's
man is.
Walker's 2 years old.
You
act like you're throwing 45-yard dash.
I was throwing as far as I could.
Walker's 2 years old.
And he was retrieving it.
You couldn't have thrown it more than 10 feet.
I wasn't throwing it to him. He was like a dog. He was a retriever. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope Jill listening to
He was said, like a dog.
Her son was like a dog. You're telling me to go fetch a football.
Yep. Poor kid's going to watch football and be like, wait a minute.
I'm not supposed to catch
I'm not supposed to just go get it and bring it back? This hour is sponsored
by
Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Yeah, you are classic, bro.
So I don't know what to tell you.
If I'm to camera, I don't know how to handle this. On one hand, I would want to roast the hell out of you.
I'm roasting him.
But on the other hand, there's no doubt the camera has a bunch of clauses in this. You know, about what he can and can't do, because that guy's going to fall apart.
Now, you know, this opens up the gate for him to drop out of something now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't want to hear one thing about these push-ups. I don't want to hear one thing.
You've been complaining about that for months. So now I'm the big softie.
I don't want to hear one thing about the push-ups.
Why? You've been ducking the push-ups for months.
I can do I'll do the push-ups right now.
Okay. I can't throw a baseball anymore. Do you know how sad that is? I might start welling up if I have to. Can we start crying?
No, I don't want you to start crying. This is so disappointing. I don't think we could have had a better person. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
Oh, man.
My man.
Oh, only one would have been better is Rios.
Yep.
Hey, Jackie, what's poppin'?
What up, Yosh?
What are we going to do with this guy?
Yo, I mean, he just—it's not disappointing. It's just—it's pathetic. Like, it's pathetic. He's saying, "I don't want to throw a baseball. I don't want," and I agree with what y'all said. Like, your loaded gun is your pitching, and you tell me I don't want to throw a baseball. Like,
I can't.
Throwing a tantrum.
Well, I don't know. Like, this is where again, everyone's seeming like I would like to do it. I can't throw a baseball anymore. It's cooked.
That's
it's
right. You're
it's
not
done.
Jackie, baby, today you are Jackie Itz. What's the name? Don't remember how to throw the daggone ball. This is ridiculous.
It's not the issue. I know how to throw
it. Jackie Fultz.
I'm mad at you. Don't you go to Disney World and become insecure. We sleeve brothers. You cut that out. You went to a wholesome little event, and now you insecure about your daggone tattoo.
No, if I'm being honest, I'm completely happy with the tattoos. I'm 100%. But as I'm looking at the other guys, you look different than me, right? You got these big guns or whatever.
That's true.
I don't have those. So I see these other just sort of like slovenly 42-year-old white guys or whatever with their tattoos. And I'm like, man, I don't look like Yoshi. I look like these guys.
Oh, man, you better go up to 500 push-ups, Dan.
Yes.
Man, I hate you feeling like that, man. You know what? True story. On my way home, you know, I'm blasting y'all. I got the windows rolled down. And I just noticed this lady is looking at me. So I'm thinking she's looking at me because, you know, I'm one hunk of a man. But then she just says, I don't care what they talking about. I like your tattoos. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
had me blushing up in there.
Yes.
You really up here represent our age real well. Like, you really are. Like, you up here, what's the name? Porky Pig, Looney Tunes. Jackie, Looney Tunes. I thought him and Donald was cousins. Like, you can't believe nobody.
It's the truth, though. We did think Daffy Duck and Donald were cousins, man. We did.
You sound like you got the glasses down on the front of your nose, the whole nine, boy. Cut it out.
You know it, man.
Hey, man, what's the name? And this Jalen battle, that thing, like, OG, give it up, man. Look, the reason why it don't bother me, and I'm not a sensitive fan like Jack said, is because we always just say, even though we had that great defense, with the number five stud quarterback, we won a championship. Before anybody else, before Josh, before Joe, before what's name, any of them other dudes, Jalen got a championship. I don't know why that boy gets so worked up. And Spike be over there like, Spike, you love it. Spike loved it when you start arguing with him, too. But then he'd be sitting there like, okay, this is stupid. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I get bored. Well, because he starts saying dumb stuff, you know. I like when he comes in firing, but OG's only got like 48 seconds worth of material. If you push him past that, that's when he just starts saying stuff.
And then he done. He need a blue chew on his conversation. Yep. What's the name? Spike, I agree with something you said earlier. I listening to Kevin Petullo's, I like to call him KP, listening to his presser last week, that boy was fluid in that daggone, in that presser, man. I believe that I'm going to go and say that this going to be like a 22 Steichen and Jalen year. I think KP gonna come in here and do something nice with Jalen, man. I think they really are gonna be on the same page because he's been like you said, he's been with Nick everywhere. He had took something. He said he took something from everybody, learning up under this person, that person. What's that? I think he's gonna come in here and try to sprinkle some fairy dust and work some things up in here. And I hate Saquon is on the daggone cover. It's fitting though, number 26. On the 26th edition. And only reason I hate it is because all these bums on Xbox is going to want to play with my bird.
Oh, well, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Every time I turn the game, I'm going to have to say, decline. I don't want to play you. What's
yeah.
You? Like, everybody.
Now, so you know what they turn into now, Yoshi? The Eagles turn into the cheat code on the game. So you can't use the Eagles.
Yeah, you can't. What's the name? Saquon a daggone 99. It was like what's the name when KC first started. Everybody want to play with KC.
Yep.
Then what's the name? Like that's how it is, man. It's like just to mess up everything. I'm gonna get it though, cause my man up there. I don't believe in no curse. We gonna have that balanced offense. I think it's gonna be 60-40, like Corey said earlier. I'm telling you, this thing gonna be nice. Hey man, I love y'all cats. Hey, guns out, baby, and we still Super Bowl champions.
Back to back, baby. You know it.
I've been screaming it every week. It's September 4th, baby. Thursday night. Go Birds.
There it is. Maybe I do need
to get working on my guns this week.
Maybe I do need 500 push-ups. Then I can start being more proud of the tattoo.
What'd you do for your guns?
I didn't do anything. I say I need to start on them this week.
Oh, I think you did start on them.
Nah, because you're going to mess up the golf swing.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's good.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Oh, the thing I was going to say that
that's what I keep telling myself.
The thing that I would say that, Jack, that I think you need to get out in front of that wasn't on your list is you playing next year in the Doc Invitational or whatever. Jack showing up yesterday in his full golf gear, his little shirt tucked in, his golf clubs in the car.
Almost, I was thinking about it, putting golf shoes on. And just sitting there doing the show in golf shoes.
Dude, you walked up, and I looked at you, and I was like, oh, look at this guy. Thinks
he was
playing.
Ready. He thought he was going to play.
Yeah, but you're also like, he's kind of a stud.
But no, never thought that.
Not once?
No.
Interesting.
It was real put me in coach energy.
Well, listen, yesterday. I just, again, when it's that close to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like the courtesy invite.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like the Payne Stewart look?
I thought it was good. The hat.
You thought it was good?
Yeah.
I like the Truist shirt.
Yeah,
I knew you got that.
Yeah.
The socks matching the Truist shirt.
You like that?
And the Payne Stewart hat.
There
I like
you go.
It. Yeah.
That's a dog hat. That's a Kangol.
Really?
Yeah,
Kangol hat.
Yeah, I think I must have got that from one of his golf tournaments.
Oh, I liked it. I saw what you were doing yesterday.
That's how I worked it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
See?
Coming up next.
I didn't play well.
Well, whatever. Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Coming up next, a Giants player is talking poorly about you, the Eagles fan.
Oh, man.
Very poorly.
Exactly what we need.
Yep. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today. I cried out.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it was, of all the awkward 5:30 creeds we've done, including Radio Row, including Truist, all, yesterday's at the Doc Golf Tournament.
It was awkward?
It was the most awkward.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because we're so close to the golf course.
Right.
We're right next to a hole.
Yep.
And at least at Truist, there were a bunch of our goons waiting around with cell phones recording us. Nobody was yesterday. It was just everybody doing the look that... Like the side eye?
Yeah, like what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but it wasn't even like, haha, this is kind of funny. It was dead serious of like, nah, please stop doing that.
Yeah, if we ignore them, they'll stop. If we ignore them, they'll stop. Don't give them any attention. Well, even Johnny Airport, who could have given us a little bit of love, Johnny Airport's like, yeah, I don't even know them.
Well, I'll tell you this. I had you guys blasted out there on the golf course.
All right. I appreciate that.
I was listening to the show
on
my phone, and I knew 5:30 Cree was coming. That is the first time I've heard 5:30 Cree.
Oh, right, because you're always here.
I'm usually on, so yeah.
Were you impressed?
I was. I was impressed, man. I was. Buzz was still loud. I was impressed.
I said to Jack, I said, before it happened, I was like, we got to do this. And he's like, I know. And I said, just so you know, I'm going full out. I'm just.
I could tell.
Yep.
That was good.
I will not be held back.
Yeah. Listen, man, we were on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Interesting response to this. Is zero a cool jersey number?
Ooh.
So now Elliot said that Jalix Hunt should switch to zero, which is specifically insulting because Jalix Hunt is 58.
He's 58, exactly, yes.
What do you think the result of is zero a cool jersey number?
Well, on its surface, people probably think zero is a cool jersey number.
Mm.
So I would give it 64%.
Oh, so it's 53% no.
Ooh.
I was surprised so many people said yes. Zero doesn't feel cool to me.
I agree. It's probably younger people than us.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm with you. I don't. Zero. Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. He's the only one. Like, but, you know, Gilbert Arenas, I think, wore zero.
Oh, he did.
Agent
he
zero.
Did. Agent
Maxie.
Zero.
Maxie.
But football, yeah, Maxie wears zero. Yeah. Why wouldn't I say Maxie first? because Westbrook is the first guy I think of wearing a zero. I don't see it a whole lot in football.
Mm-mm.
I want to say, was Bryce the first person on the Eagles to wear it?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody else wearing zero.
Yeah, I can't think of
it. Was it even allowed before a couple of years ago?
Well, I mean, it was allowed when they started wearing, when they started letting these dudes wear the numbers.
So I'm trying to think, well, what position would even wear it before? I mean, like, obviously a quarterback wouldn't wear zero.
No.
No.
The receiver?
No.
Not really.
You normally wouldn't, but you could have gotten one. I mean, technically, you could wear zero.
Yeah.
I'm with you. First of all, Elliot, 58 is sacred to this show.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Disrespectful to you.
No, he did that to troll, which I don't appreciate.
Oh, you think that's what he was doing?
I don't know what he was doing. It's like either he had a brain fart or he was trying to troll.
Well, and it's at the very end. He's like, oh, yeah, I got one more thing.
Ooh, by the way.
Yeah, ooh, by the way, Jalix Hunt should be zero. I'll see you guys later.
Unbelievable.
Mad Mike, you're on WIP. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, you should call him Magic Kingdom Mike. We're Disney people.
All right.
I can't believe you're a Disney guy. Wow. For as miserable as you are.
We we went to Disney for Christmas this year. We were Disney Christmas people. I know Spike had his butler go on the teacups for him. And just
well, wait a minute.
He really did.
There's no way you can call me rich guy if you're going to Disney every year, buddy. Like, unless yeah, you're putting those things on layaway or something or building up
I
a lot of debt.
I think it's a little creepy that you're going up to 11-year-old girls and trying to have conversations with them.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I just wanted to tell her Belle's not real.
With your tattoos all out everywhere.
Yeah. I just want her to know that Belle's not real. Like, that's all I need her to know.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
That's why you were going up to tell her.
All right. There's no need to be a weirdo.
You're the one doing it.
You're the one that goes to Disney every year.
Yeah, because I'm a family man. And take our kids. And we like to drink around Epcot. And we do it the right way. We go Mexico all around.
All right, so you're the family man going to Epcot Center to drink at every country. That's what the family man does.
Sure are.
All right.
Hey, it's a great time. We're planning another trip. My wife and I were just there in April, just us, no kids. So, yeah, we have a great time. We love it. We're there in December. We have a great time.
Do you go down there and tell Mickey how much he sucks and Minnie how much she sucks? And
overrated.
Yeah.
Mickey's overrated.
Walt Disney stole all of the ideas from someone else.
Jalen Hurts is a fraud and shouldn't have been celebrated, and he's just ran the coattails of everybody else.
There it is.
And that the head coach is a moron, too.
There you go. All right, Matt, Mike.
By the way, per everyone that's tweeting us and texting us, DeAndre Swift wore zero.
Yeah. There you go.
We're so goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
nice
on us.
Disney pun.
Yeah, that's on us.
Yeah, definitely on us.
This guy was just here last year. He was here
2 years ago. Yeah. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin? Nope.
Ooh, boy.
Where's Buzz?
L.
Justin, Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
Dustin may not be there, but I got Justin.
He's there we go. Yeah, I don't care what the first letter is. Just give me an Austin.
Yeah, I hear you, boys. I tell you what, I thought Jack backing out of throwing to the camera was the most shocking thing, but hearing how mad Mike likes, you know, Disney that much.
Yeah, it almost doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
No, it don't. It really don't. It's
yeah, I wonder if they know.
How's the happiest place on earth the place Mad Mike likes to be?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you go down there and ride It's a Small World and all that crap, and you just, what if you were there and just, you hear somebody's like, this ride's trash. These people are a bunch of morons. This place, man, that would be awesome because I hate Disney. We went once when Owen was three. And the first day there, dude, it rained so much, and water was standing over our ankles. It was 1st of May or something like that. It was near his birthday. God almighty, it rained so much that first day. But, God, it's just hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. That's all it is at that place. It sucks. I hate it.
Well, I had a good time, but I did think it rained a little bit when we were there, but only a little bit. I did think to myself, what if I had booked this entire thing, paid for this entire thing, and it just poured all weekend?
Oh, God.
That would have sucked, yeah.
Like, that would have been terrible, you know?
That actually could easily have happened.
Well, of course, yeah.
Florida, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's Florida. I mean, it literally can rain every day in Florida. Like, it's insane.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
But, yeah, dude, this is something I wanted to bring up a couple of weeks ago. I guess when you and Jack were at a golf event, like, I think Jack posted something on Instagram or Twitter, and it was him swinging the club, and you were standing there with a cigar in your mouth. Swear to God, man, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Me? I seen that picture of you with a cigar in your mouth, and I thought it was Jordan, dude. I thought it was a goat. I was like, Jack's golfing with the goat?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the same. We were in the same shot. It was like two different.
Yeah, it was different shots. It was different shots. But I don't even remember.
We were at Ramblewood.
Oh, Ramblewood.
Yeah.
Okay.
I swear to God, Ike, I thought you were Jordan when I said
I get that. I get that sometimes, especially from little kids. They don't know no better. It's like, Michael.
I like when the little kids ask how much you made in the NFL. That's always a good question.
Do they ask that?
I remember one year at Eagles training camp, they just came over and said, are you a millionaire?
Yep. Yep.
Kids don't know that gum better, man. They ain't got no tact, man. I'm telling you what. You got to raise them better. But I feel Jack's pain, though, like no joke. I'm 47. I'll be 48 in September. And I used to be like the young pup on the job. But now, like, I can't do things that I used to do. And these young guys that I work with, they're showing out and outdoing me. But you know what? I just kick back and say, hell with it. You know, I'm 48 years old. Y'all do it. You younger than I am. You 19, 20-year-old. Get on with it, boys. Let's go. So I kind of feel these pain. Like, the want-to is there. But if you can't do it, you can't do it. Mm. That's just, you know.
So I'm trying to tell people.
Yeah, I mean,
real athletes know.
But here's the thing, Justin, is, like, I get it. But if part of this bit is like, wow, look at how decrepit Joe DeCamera is. He's just going to get hurt. Now, our guy gets hurt and pulls out of
it. But it's an arm.
The one thing he can do.
Well, I can golf.
I will say, poor Joe, man. Last I saw of him, Joe looked like he swallowed the basketball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he's with child.
Don't let that picture out, man.
Yeah.
He needs to walk a little bit more with a little bit more gumption about him. But anyway, the number zero, I never liked it on an athlete. Like Robert Parrish, didn't he wear a double zero?
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it as a number. I don't think it's cool. But, yeah, I guess that's a younger generation thing. I don't know. But, yeah, I feel Jack's pain, man. I mean, you know Jack wants to do it. You know, if he could, he'd go out there and just beat him like a Cherokee drum.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell people.
You know a different Jack than I do.
I got my boys back. I'm telling you, if there's something else he can do, he'll do it. He ain't gonna let us down, man. We've pumped him up too much, and at least he's owning it. You know, I don't want to see him go out there and blow his arm out. And you know, I mean, he's looking out for WIP too. This could be like a workers' comp situation if he did. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm thinking about Walker.
Oh, believe
and Sutton,
me, we ain't putting him out there unless he signs a waiver.
Oh yeah, and workers' comp.
Forget about that.
Oh, just like now you're not a PD anymore.
We asked him to throw 10 pitches to Joe
the
camera.
It's 10 pitches. It's 10 at bats, which could be like 50 some pitches, which is a 0% chance my arm's holding up for that. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to get off here, boys. I love you to death, but I've got my boy Jack's back. I'll holler at you later. See you.
All right.
All right, Justin. I love you, buddy.
All I'm saying now is I'm starting to have some doubts that Jack's going to win this.
That's fine. Okay. I've earned that, I guess. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not happy about it. Do I seem happy about it? Do I seem like I'm running from the competition? I'm not. I cannot throw anymore.
Yeah.
You know how much that hurts me to say? Again, I was going to get to the story. Ike in St. Louis working out for the ramp. Scott Linehan. He knew that he didn't have it anymore. Does that mean he doesn't have heart? No, he's got a ton of heart. You see that guy in there? I got heart,
I went
too.
Out on my sword, though. I was out there. I actually did the workout.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hold on. What happened after?
Real man would have tore his bicep.
I didn't get a phone call. I know that much.
You know,
what?
Brandon Graham went out there, played in the Super Bowl with essentially a torn tricep muscle because he knew this was the, you know, his big final athletic hurrah, which is what this is for you.
It's not.
Well, it is. Yeah, no, you're not have a bigger matchup than this.
Yeah, I mean, this is as good as it gets for you.
Yeah,
for
now. You're getting older, brother.
That's it. Then whatever. Then
you're
I'm fine.
Older, brother.
Andrew and Redding, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, Spike, and Jack, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
What's up,
so,
Andrew?
As a former Episcopal guy, Spike, as mm-hmm. I am, I'm impressed you went to Disney. And I have to say I'm a little troubled the fact that I thought I liked Disney, but now that I find Mad Mike likes Disney, it's a little disturbing. I have to agree with Justin.
Yep, you have to wonder what's going on in his head that might also be going on in your head.
Yeah. So, I only go to Epcot, and my kids are now in their 20s, but we used to go when they were little. So, yeah, Magic Kingdom, that's soft. But real men can go to Epcot, do the drinking around the world, and my wife and I like to almost do like the desserts around the world. Have you ever had a Dole Whip? They're phenomenal.
Yeah, we had Dole Whip. There. We had the what's the bread you get in the Norway one? The bread with the
freaking good.
Yeah.
My wife and I know all the desserts. But if you want to go to a ride, somebody said it earlier, you have to get up out of bed at like 7:30, and you got about 30 minutes to get into a ride, and then you're screwed. And the other thing is, my wife did that Mission Space thing with our son when he was a teenager, and she has never been afraid of any roller coaster, and she said she thought she was going to die.
The orange one. She did the scary orange one?
Yeah, that's before they had the wimpy one. Like 20 years ago, all they had was the orange one. And I think a lot of people thought they were going to die, so they put in the wimpier one. Supposedly, you literally, I don't want to exaggerate. I don't know if you have to sign a waiver, but literally there's all kinds of lawyer stuff, about like we're not responsible if you die or something in here. So it's, I don't think they're playing around.
No. The warnings, thank you for the call, Andrew. The warnings on the orange Mission Earth thing were pretty pretty serious. So we didn't do it. Jack, shut up. You're a coward.
I just said, whenever you lift your voice, it sounds like you're crying.
I'm not crying.
Yeah, it really is a weird thing.
I'm not crying. Like
I'm sitting here looking at you.
Just like dying into the microphone. talking about Disney, your favorite place.
You know me. Dominic in Westchester, you're on WIV. What's up, Dom?
Hey, guys, how you doing? first of all, OG Wade and ESG need a room with all their love for Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I know. It's not good enough that he's good. It's not good enough that he won the Super Bowl. If you happen to say anybody's better than him, you should be sent out of the city. You know, God forbid somebody think Joe Burrow is better than him. God forbid.
It's a little too much.
Yeah.
But I'm calling today to collect my flowers because I remember the last time I called you guys, I reiterated my stance about the Phillies dead. And John over there has the audacity to text me and insult me saying that I'm only an Eagles fan and that I should stop talking baseball.
Yep.
But now they are 17-19 against teams not named the Nats, the Rockies, the Marlins, and the A's, right? So it's crazy because I also had that five-step plan, and now it's all starting to come together. Part one, Taiwan is never going to start again. He's going to be out of the bullpen. And the reason why they're keeping Mick Gable up here is to trade to get a big outfielder. And, I still don't have any faith in this team because of the trade deadline acquisitions, like I said, over the years. And I feel like we might just trade Mick Gable and get a guy that stays here for a year or just a bag of baseballs. I just don't trust him. But J.P. Crawford's going to be up here soon. This outfield is atrocious. Rojas is literally a triple-A player at best. We might as well call him Garrett Stubbs. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing. Every time he goes up there, it's just an out.
You don't sound like just an Eagles guy to me. You sound like a Phillies guy. You sound like Bizarro Jack, actually.
Yeah. He's actually a hockey guy first.
Oh, is he?
And now the opinions make even more sense.
No, I'm a hockey guy, and trust me, I'm going to the Game 3 in Miami. It's going to be a great time.
The NHL
Stanley
Finals?
Cup.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Wow. It'll be a good time.
Was it Edmonton, Florida? Is that who it is?
Yeah, I got futures on both sides for both of them.
Ah, so, there you go.
Yeah, it's going to be it's a free vacation, essentially.
There you go. All right, Dominic. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I don't have anything else to say. I was going to say goodbye to you unless you have something good.
You have a good one, all right?
All right, thanks, Dom. Did you notice Dominic called Jack John? He said John over there.
Yeah.
Ah, did he mean to do that, though?
No, yeah, he did.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to ask for increase of that, which I feel like you're trying to do, are you hoping to try to get more callers to do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just saying I have a card to pull.
What, Brett?
Yeah, if you're going to call you Brett.
Oh, Brett. But everybody knows. See, your fake name
is not a fake name.
Is way more fraudulent. What's on your birth certificate?
It's John.
Okay.
But I've gone by Jack my entire life.
Okay. Well,
I didn't change it.
Okay, but
in high school.
Okay, but how you're 31, right?
Yeah.
I've gone by Spike since I was 19. So I've gone by Spike the exact same amount of time as you've gone by Jack.
Erroneous.
It's not erroneous.
Of course it's erroneous.
No, it's not erroneous.
I've been called Jack my entire life. My parents call me Jack. What does your mom call you?
Brett.
Yeah, okay. I win.
Okay. You don't win. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
LOL. The guy who got absolutely cooked by Jolly is looking forward to debating me? Can't wait. BG driving around.
All right. I did not get cooked by Jolly.
So we want to do a video breakdown of Spike breaking down the argument and laying out where Jolly was wrong.
Yeah, I listened to it again.
Let it go.
No, I listened to it again. I'm fine with people telling me I was wrong. I get told I'm wrong 4 hours a day, every day of my life. I'm used to it. People telling me I lost that debate to Jolly is psychotic. He didn't make any good points. If sports was as easy as saying the people who win the championship are good at their job and the people who don't aren't good at their job, then we wouldn't have shows. Like, that's all Jolly said, is he's not good because he didn't win a championship.
And, like, Maxey and McCain, they don't matter.
They don't matter. Everybody gets lucky every once in a while. I need to break it down. I'm going to break down the video. I told Tucker I'm going to do it.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Does Jolly get a chance to fire back?
Well, sure, if he wants to. And here's the other. Jolly was busy telling me how Mikal Bridges was going to win a championship, too. Where is he? Oh, that's right. That's right. He's at home. He's playing as many finals games as I am. He's also made as many all-defense teams as I have. All right, what's next?
You cannot have a TV in your room. You cannot have a TV in your room. You cannot have a TV in your room. Spike to all of his wives if the Mormons had successfully recruited him.
That is not... That's not funny. It's not right, but it is funny. They did try to recruit me. Yeah, they did.
That would have been something.
Yeah, I was nice to him. I invited him in, whatever. Hung out for a bit. Did not become Mormon, though. What's next?
A jigsaw for you, Spike. Debate Jalen with Elliot or debate Disney with Disney adults for 4 hours. Oh. Mark and Modco.
Oh, man. That's tough.
It is tough. Because you're not a Disney adult.
I'm not. I would pick Elliot.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. I would pick Elliot. Yeah. What's next?
We've never been more happy that Spike left than we are today. WFAN.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You would have been relentless.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Would you have demanded to go on the air?
Yes.
I thought about calling BT and Sal, Midday Show, and telling the producer to put me up as Ben Stiller. And they put me up as Ben Stiller. I'm like, you guys suck. Ha, ha, ha. But I didn't do it.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have loved to have been up there.
Ben Stiller followed Positive Tommy. And they didn't win a game after that.
Oh, really?
I believe that's the story.
Oh. Ben Stiller. That's the other thing, is the Nick... Laker celebrities, I'll give you guys credit. Jack Nicholson...
I like that he pointed at Ike.
Well, because you as a Laker fan.
A diehard Laker
previous
fan.
Laker fan.
Still, I'm a Lakers fan.
Previous.
Is that a Luka jersey?
That just gets a stray.
No, 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 I didn't mean that. I thought the Laker thing I'm not using is as pejorative.
Go ahead.
Is... Jack Nicholson was never making himself the main character of a Laker game. He just sat there. Same thing with Leo. Would just sit there. But Nick fans, the little guy from the Bob Dylan movie.
Come on. Chalamet's been a star.
Ben Stiller.
Yep. Spike is normally the only celebrity.
Yes. The turtle from Entourage. They all go there, and the whole thing is like, oh, I'm on the Knicks. Ben Stiller put out a statement today about Tom Thibodeau getting fired. You're an actor. You're not on the Knicks. Anyway.
They feel like they're a part of the team.
Oh, yeah. Chalamet getting dressed up in his Chrome Hearts Knicks gear.
Now, I'm glad you brought Chalamet up.
With his girlfriend that's been passed through 75 different NBA players.
Oh, God. Ooh, boy. Oh, God.
Now, Miles Teller was at the game the other night.
Yeah, we got to find out who he was cheering for.
Nah, I didn't see one Philadelphia garb on.
Well, that's okay.
It's
As long as he's not cheering for the Knicks, it's fine. All if right. he gets invited by one of his actor friends right. to sit yeah. courtside at an Eastern game. Conference Finals game, fine.
I'm with you. As long as he's not putting on Knicks yeah. garb.
Because yeah. in that picture of T.J. McConnell staring yeah. at the celebrities, yeah. he's really staring at Miles Teller.
He's like, what are you doing here?
Yep, yep. What's next?
Please, God, no. We've already heard it a million times. The audience, when Ike said to Elliot, I can have Spike give you the numbers and what running backs do after a lot of carries.
They've heard it.
I know it. That's why I said it.
Yeah, 507 touches. What's next?
Spike on the Eagles salary cap management. A 5-minute rant criticizing them for not going all in this year. Spike on Daryl Morey extending Joel Embiid. He had to do it. And then shrugs before quickly going into a Blue Chew read. Mike in Havertown.
Well, I mean, the Sixers did go for it. Eagles did not.
One wants it more.
Yeah. What's next?
Today, Mount Rush 4 is back. Stay tuned as I'll be doing the most annoying things about going to space. Super rich Spike in September.
All right. I'm not super rich.
You did go to, didn't you go to NASA a couple years ago?
Yep.
Yes, 6 years ago. And it was not like some rich kid thing. I got selected as an influencer.
Wow.
Idiot.
Influencer.
Wow.
I did.
Now you're an influencer.
Yeah, I was an influencer. I got accepted their influencer program.
Yeah. There is a lot of targeted text about Spike.
Yeah, I know. What's next? This is a long
what?
Text line.
Who? The little girl that was meeting Belle after Spike walked over and said, you know Jalen's not elite, right?
Text line.
Oh, that was a stressful text line. I didn't like that at all. Fritz at 6 next with an extended leading off, or is it mostly just leading off?
It's just leading off.
Okay, leading off is next. Phil's Blue Jays tonight, first pitch 7:07.
Let's go. Let's get this losing streak over
with. Let Bryce is back.
Yes. Get back in the win column.
Leading off with Fritz is next. We will be back, excuse me, with you tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.